This is Wade Ransky with the Chief Organizer's Report, The Modern Emperor's New Clothes. My daughter once assured me that podcasts would change my life. My response has largely been, yes, sure, but I think I'm ready to jump on the learning curve. Rolling from Atlanta to Little Rock as part of my monthly route is a schlep, and it's made more so by the long stretches of radio talk and garbage on that tour. Leaving at 5 a.m. from Atlanta, I'm on my second or third round of NPR stations repeating the same news by the time I'm within a spit of Birmingham. Not many options because the pickings are slim on the commercial stations. I find myself running up and down the dial and ending up more often on poppy stations, largely because if I have to choose between listening to old men whine about China, Trump, and hate, I'd much rather listen to the various musical versions of Unrequited Passion and Frequent Heartbreak. As the songs say, I choose love. On NPR's Morning Edition, it's hard for me to swallow the back-to-back airbrushing that underwrites the news as well. Sure, we run radio stations, so I'm not going to throw a brick from our glass house. If the Eric Schmidt Foundation and the Walton Foundation gave us a holler and said they wanted to underwrite some programs of ours, we wouldn't say no. But neither would we allow Walton to pretend that they exist to solve social problems and improve the environment. Walton equals Walmart. Charter schools, lower wages, foreign bribery, and more, and it doesn't equal solving problems or the environment. Schmidt's tagline on NPR is much the same, but this is Apple money. The pricing and elite structure of the outfit, much less the C-word China, hardly makes something about social change seem like truth in advertising. NPR isn't the only one with issues, of course, though it's equally painful to hear the reporter stop in the middle of a story on Amazon to disclose that the company is a primary contributor. Same problem for reporters for the Washington Post and their owner Jeff Bezos, or the Wall Street Journal and the predatory Rupert Murdoch. These gazillionaires and others like them are the new emperors of too many of our regimes, and it's impossible not to bite the lip a bit as they try on new clothes as philanthropists and all-around goody-two-shoes who give a flying flip about you and me. Same for Bill and Melinda Gates, who've regularly gotten the softest and sweetest treatment from media and the press imaginable, but now, all of a sudden, the divorce papers allow the gloves to come off a bit. Just a tad, though, because it took an op-ed writer in the Times to remind that Bill and Melinda had diverted billions to subsidize private enterprise global pharmaceutical companies and had been opponents to patent restrictions that would make life-saving drugs available in lower-income countries. Remember, the Gates folks swear they're all about health. Podcasts. That must be a better way to travel. The problem, as we all remember from the stories we learned as children, is that when the emperor tried on his new clothes, just as these folks are trying, it took a while before someone pointed out that it didn't work. He was naked. No amount of spin can hide the nakedness behind the wealth here. No matter what new clothes they're trying on, they're not going to trick us, at least not the rest of us. This is Wade Ransky. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.